Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life.
Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. I'm Ben Challey, filling in for Josh as the host, because this week he is the one who's getting interviewed.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on in the month of July and really the whole summer. We had Centra Kid last week, Romania trip this week, and then Neighbors and Nations project next week, and youth camp after that. So maybe we'll get some sleep eventually, Josh.
Ooh, yeah, I know. Centra Kid, I guess, was mid-June. But we're rolling out these podcasts every week to kind of let everybody hear about what's going on, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, just a recap of what's going on, because a lot happens at Grace over the summer, for sure.
That's right.
So with that in mind, we'd love to hear more about the Romania trip and the things that you guys did and how the experience was.
Yeah, so we took, 21 high school students and myself and six other adults. We went, this was the end of June, and came back on July the 5th, and we were in a city called Iași, Romania, which is spelled I-A-S-I, Iași. It's in the western side, very close to the border of Moldova. And so there's a lot of people from Moldova there. It's a university town, about 500,000 people in Iași. Feels very metropolitan. We were working with a church called Adora Christi. This is our second trip to go and work with Adora Christi. We were there with some missionary friends who had formed a relationship over the last several years with this church. The pastor's name is Florine Vasiliu. He and his wife Denise and his son Andre all serve at this small church. So we're talking like 50 members. They meet in a mall called the Palace Mall. The center point of this city is the Palace of Culture, which is just a big kind of castle-sized museum in the center of town. And there's a mall next to it called the Palace Mall. They meet in a ballroom at this mall, and that's where they do church. So they, like in the early days of Grace, have to set up and tear down the sound system every Sunday. It's a very young, very college-aged kind of congregation. And they've been around for, I think this is 8 years that they've been a church. And our team were doing several outreach ministry opportunities. So we don't have time to give the entire layout of the week, but essentially the kinds of things we were doing was we did things like a meeting with teenagers where we did a talk about anxiety, played some icebreakers and stuff, did a little Bible study with them. This is a ministry they have called Youth with Vision, which was excellent. We were involved in their worship for Sunday morning, like some of us played in the band. Some students gave testimonies in their Sunday service. We went to another church in the evening, an older congregation in the church, and participated in their worship service. I preached at that at both of those services, and students gave testimonies and sang and played and all those kinds of things. And then we did other things in the days following Monday through Thursday, like a couple of Kids Fest kind of, you know, younger kids. We did a lot of our VBS music there, taught them the hand motions. We did Bible lessons. We did skits for them for the Bible lessons. We did arts and crafts and face painting and balloons and games and all kinds of fun stuff. We had a soccer tournament. There were prize giveaways for the soccer tournament. And all of these things were for the purpose of inviting people to come to Adora Christi for church, but also to involve themselves in other more explicitly evangelistic things. We gave gospel calls at many of these events, but they also have a summer camp they do in August. School is still out in August there. And so all of these kids were being invited to come to these summer camps, which is a big thing. They'll have 150 to 200 teenagers from all over Romania come to this. And it's very much a gospel presentation, build relationships, and it's a wonderful ministry. So everything was for the purpose of trying to build up this church. We came in and gave some support that they wouldn't have had We were able to create some events that they wouldn't be able to do on their own. And man, what it's just a wonderful congregation. Mm-hmm. I think that the students came away, those of us who had been last year just came away with a deeper relationship and admiration for these folks. And then those who hadn't gone before came away just having fallen in love with them as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it was a great trip.
That's amazing. And we do have some interviews from the actual trip that you were going around documenting some of the things that were happening. Mm-hmm. So do you want to share some of those with podcast listeners?
That's right. That's right. Let's just take a moment. These are some, I think we have Riley Kate Grant,
who is going around interviewing our students. I'm here with Emma and Madeline, and I just want to know what's been your biggest takeaway.
So let's just take a minute to hear what their takeaways were.
I think one of the biggest takeaways for me would be just like the vastness of the kingdom of God. Mm. When we were at the worship services, we got to sing in both Romanian and English, and it was so beautiful to see how, despite our language barriers and different cultures, that we were all worshiping the same God and praising Him.
Yeah, and I've loved forming relationships with the Romanians here, and just getting to see people on the other side of the world worshiping the same God.
Yeah, it's really cool just to understand like how big the kingdom of God is, and just to be here with the body of believers. Yeah. All right, I'm with Ellie Rose, and what has been your biggest takeaway from this trip so far?
I think definitely the most impactful things was getting to worship with Adore Christi and the First Baptist Church that we went to, and I think it was such an amazing experience to be able to worship with other believers. I mean, on the other side of the world, and like with different languages, but we were all worshiping the same God, and it was just so beautiful to see us all to come together in unity. And it was just a beautiful picture of heaven and what his kingdom is going to look like. So
I love that, and that's so true.
All right. Something I learned was definitely the length and the breadth of God's kingdom on this trip. It was really interesting to see both how people use their spiritual gifts in so many different ways, and also just how expansive, like, as far as languages and everything goes, and how we're all worship the same God, and how in the end, it's just going to be like that, but all in the same language. And it's just really beautiful to see how God can use different people and in different ways to glorify Him. And that was just really beautiful for me to witness, and it's definitely something I learned.
One of my favorite things that we got to do was worship at two different churches. So the first church was Adore Christi, and it was like a really great taste of getting to hear the gospel in multiple languages. And then we also got to hear from another older church and get to worship with them in other languages too. And it was just really beautiful, just a really great chance for us to all reflect about how vast the kingdom of God is, but just how wonderful it is that God is personal and He loves each of us individually. I don't know, that was just struck me as absolutely incredible that our God can be that powerful and have inspired this many people to follow Him so with such passion and such dedication, but He has such a beautiful plan for each of our lives and just has been faithful through all of it. So that was just really inspirational for me, and I just is a big takeaway that I'm able to go through as I go on to the next season of life. Okay. I'm here with Isley, and just tell us what we're doing in the park today and what you're most excited for about it.
Okay, so today in the park we are just telling kids about Jesus, and we have like face painting and drawing, and we're just basically like sharing God's love with them, and then we're going to show them like skits and sing songs with them to tell them more about Jesus. And I'm really excited to meet the kids and just have like get to have a personal relationship with them through like talking to them and just getting to meet them for the first time. So it's just been really fun so far.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Hi, I'm here with Abby Mitchell, and what can you tell us about the community at Adore Christi?
So the community at Adore Christi is so great, and it's so wonderful to see just all the work that they're doing within the city of Yosh. It really is, you can see the impact they've had, and even just with people from the community that we've been talking with, even if they aren't a part of the church, they always come to events, and they love the youth pastor Andre. He like comes and speaks to them, so they really are determined to just get out, and even if they can't see the results right away, they just keep coming back to the community, and you can really see the impact that they've had. And it just is really special to meet all the people. They're so nice. so easy to be friends with. They're just the sweetest. So
yeah, they really are amazing. And Andre was even telling us just that the population of Ayash is 500,000, but the percentage of Christians is 0.4 or something like that percent.
Yeah.
And so just like you were saying, they are just so eager and excited to share the gospel with people, and they really are just such a beacon of light here.
Yeah.
Man, that is so awesome. It is so great to hear that these students had the opportunity to serve the church and they saw the vastness of the kingdom of God. Getting to worship mm-hmm. together with the church and hearing that as a picture of heaven is just a beautiful vision of God's power and the joy that we have in Christ. So yeah. It's just a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. So how do we pray for these students? How do we pray for the church, Adora Christi?
Yeah, so I think for the students, a couple of things. One is there's often like a post-mission trip slump. Uh-huh. If you've ever been on one of those, you kind of come back off the mountaintop and you try to explain your experience to people. And I try to tell the students this in advance. I'm like, guys, you're going to talk about this and you're going to be so excited and people are going to smile and nod. And they're going to say, that's so awesome, but they're not really going to get it. Like, you're going to expect them to jump up and down and shout about what you're talking about. They're just not going to get it because they weren't there. And it doesn't mean they don't love the Lord. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means they weren't there and they're not going to have the same perspective that you are. And don't be discouraged by that. So that'll mm-hmm. be one thing. Another thing would probably just be, we have some students who came away from this trip very excited about mission work, as well as ways that we can do that kind of work in Nashville. And so I think things like the Neighbors and Nations Project, which will get highlighted next week on the podcast, is a great example of ways that we can continue to serve the nations, even if we're not on a short-term mission trip or we don't become career missionaries. And so I think just helping students see ways that God can use them where they are and not just when they've gone on a trip far away.
I would say
those are the big things. And in terms of Adora Christi, I mean, this is a dear congregation led by wonderful people. They are working very hard where they are. But I think maybe it would be best for you to hear it from their own mouth. So we're going to close things off today hearing from Pastor Florine. Because I asked him specifically, like, how can our congregation be praying for them? So let's listen to Pastor Florine right now. Give us a couple of things that we could specifically be praying for Adora Christi about.
Yes. From the very beginning, we haven't a place really to meet. We haven't a building. So we rented in several places, and for a few years now, we rented Palace Mall Congress Hall. It's a beautiful place in the heart of the city of Yash to be. Yeah. And the desire was to be there in order to be available to the people, for unchurched people to come easily.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they will enter in a major renovation.
Okay.
And so till the end of the year, we have to find a solution. And one of the most pressing issues that we have at the moment is to find such a location in which our church can meet. On the side, I should say that our people, our church people, voluntarily work hard every Sunday to put the stage and to do that. And they did it diligently for many, many years now. And we pray now for a place where we can rent for a long term. I mean, to have it all the time
yeah.
and to use it for more than our Sunday services or some other instances, but to use it all the week if possible. I mean, we would like to have there more than just church meetings.
Yeah.
We'd like to have to be like a community center, to be a place where people can come, to have a coffee shop, to have maybe other ministries that can be related with our ministry. So please pray. This is an important step that we have to do.
Okay.
On the other hand, another issue that we have is the fact that we work a lot with students.
Yeah.
And it is wonderful. they are creative. They work hard. They are wonderful to work with them. But they are not as stable. What we are praying and now is happening gradually, maybe slower than I expected is for them, for those who are finishing their studies, start working to form families.
Yeah.
And please pray.
Yeah.
Please pray that God will lead them, work in them in such a way that this will happen, because these families will strengthen the core of the church and will help develop the ministry here in Iași. Mm. Yeah. And also pray, we are